Welcome back to Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring with Shayna Carter today, the program director for the Tobacco Action Coalition of the Finger Lakes and the It's Not Just campaign. Shayna, thank you so much for joining us today. What is the Tobacco Action Coalition of the Finger Lakes? What does your organization do?
Thank you for having me, John. So the Tobacco Action Coalition of the Finger Lakes is a grant funded through the New York State Bureau of Tobacco Control. There's 25 different grantees, TACFL, the Tobacco Action Coalition of the Finger Lakes, that's the shorthand. We are one of them. So we aim to educate about cigarettes, vaping, different policies, the dangers of the menthol, particularly right now in the communities, and offer the education and the resources and for communities that may not be aware, people that may not be aware of actually what's going on. We have four different initiatives. One is to target or to educate on retail marketing, which we call like point of sale, tobacco-free movies, and that is to educate those and promote having smoking not in movies that are catered to the youth. Smoke-free multi-unit housing and tobacco-free outdoors, those are similar in the fact that we go out into the communities and we will ask if you have a tobacco-free policy, a smoke-free policy. If you do not, then we could come out and educate on what that would look like, show you the pros of having that. And we also provide different signage and things of that nature to support putting that policy in place.
I love how your coalition takes multiple angles to attack the root of this issue. And that's so important. Now, you've also launched the It's Not Just campaign. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, too?
Absolutely. So the It's Not Just campaign is rolled out through the state. And the goal is to educate again on the tactics used by big tobacco companies to market menthol specifically towards certain communities. So the It's Not Just campaign has rolled out in about three different phases. The first was to educate on how big tobacco marketed towards the youth. The second was how they marketed towards the Black community. And the third, which is current, that rolled out this fall, is how they market towards the LGBTQ communities.
So you mentioned the LGBTQ community there. They're among the hardest hit by tobacco. Why is that?
Tobacco has been doing this historically for a long time. Big tobacco companies had a project called Project Scum, and that was subcultural urban marketing. It was an internal thing that was happening within the companies, and their targets, their tactics were to pinpoint the gay population, LGBTQ plus population, and the homeless and those who had insecure housing. So as you can imagine, it would hit those other populations that I mentioned before as well. And we know that the LGBTQ plus community, they use vaping and cigarette products, menthol products, 36% compared to 29% of their counterparts. And even within the Black community, they are using menthol products at about 85% compared to about 29% of their counterparts. And one of the things that Big Tobacco does is they will appear as an ally within the community, specifically to the LGBTQ plus. So they are supporting pride events. They are funding HIV, AIDS awareness, research, and things of that nature. But they are also, in doing so, putting the products right in the faces of that particular community. In regards to HIV and AIDS research, they fund and support those things, but they're also very aware that smoking accelerates individuals who have AIDS to progress to, who have HIV to progress to AIDS a lot faster. It also accelerates different lung disorders such as emphysema, which is understandably just a lung condition that causes shortness of breath. They're aware smoking can cause over 16 different cancers. So they're aware of all of these different things and they're putting it in your face or in the community's face to appear as an ally. In regards to some marketing tactics that they use, you will see vaping, menthol products, very colorful, very at eye level for youth or for even for adults. It catches the eye. And the whole gist of it is that these products are supposed to taste smoother, taste more flavorful. A lot of these products are flavored, and it's easy to try it out and then become addicted. So they are capturing, in essence, these communities, because they're using the tactics in those communities, specifically with the youth. They're trying to addict their next population of people, because if we have those who are quitting and not using these products, they're going to be out of business.
Yeah. And we're talking with Shayna Carter, and we're talking about the It's Not Just campaign here. And why do you think it is that some of these populations, like the LGBTQ plus population, are targeted by these companies? Because these companies are supporting really good causes and presenting themselves as an ally. But like you said, they're promoting these products that are ultimately harmful to these populations. Why do you feel that they pick these populations specifically to partner with?
I can't speak for Big Tobacco as to why, but we know historically it's been going on for years. These communities have always been the target of Big Tobacco companies. They've always used the tactics for these specific communities. My best guess for the youth is because they are young, and the average age of a new smoker is 13 years old. For New York State, we have 1 in 4 high school students that are vaping. So it is a big deal. They are very aware that their products are going to reel people in and make it extremely hard to quit. And with the flavors, it makes it even harder, because it's pleasing to the tongue. It's pleasing to the palate. So as to why they chose these specific communities, I don't know, but that's what it has been. That'd be a nice question to ask Big Tobacco companies. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, customers for life, the benefit that they see with getting the youth involved. And really, you already mentioned some of the terrible things that can happen to your body as a result of Big Tobacco. But could you go a little bit more into those, and why particularly starting, you said the average age of 13, why starting young, that can have such a negative impact on your health long term?
It goes back to with the targeting or the tactics used to lure in the youth. When you see it over and over and over again, particularly if you're seeing smoking scenes at a very young age, it becomes common. It becomes the common culture, the common nature. So I would guess that you lure them in young, and then you keep them. And then you have the communities like with Project Scum, how they targeted, or they use these tactics for LGBTQ and, you know, the homeless, those with insecure housing. Those communities, as you can probably guess, were lower income. And we know you will see more products in stores in lower income communities. It's easy access. So it's ongoing. It's always in your face. So I don't know, like I said, why they chose these, but I can make assumptions as to why. I don't want to do that, but I can make those assumptions.
Sure. And we can all sit here and stand with you and think that what you guys are doing is great cause and ultimately better for the health of all of us. But is there anything else we can do to stop this injustice other than support your organization?
I would say just, you know, the overall goal is we want to have healthy, clean air, smoke-free communities. We want to educate the community and at least make the conversations happen. We know that these things are happening, but people in the community may not be aware of how these tactics are used and how things are happening. And if someone is a smoker, a vapor, there's no shame in that. And if, you know, you would like to start to quit, I would first say to speak with your healthcare provider, because that's the first best step. You can check us out, Tactful, at smokefreefingerlicks.com. You can also look at the campaign in more depth and look at different resources with the notjustmenthol.org website. And then we also have lung.org, because we are part of the American Lung Association. That's who the grant is funded through. American Lung Association has a plethora of different resources that can be used to help those, the quit line, the vape text line. There's lots of things there for the community to have access to.
Again, this is Shayna Carter from Tactful. And you said something really important about people looking to quit smoking and how you lead with empathy and how that's really, really important that there's no shame in that. Do you see these individuals who suffer from long-term tobacco negative effects on their bodies, do you see them as victims of big tobacco companies and victims of some of these campaigns that target these specific groups?
I can speak to my personal experience and what I saw. I'm a nurse by trade. So I have seen several different people affected by smoking. So I've seen it on both sides, seeing the work that I do now on this end and seeing it firsthand, taking care of individuals that have been impacted by cigarette smoking, using menthol products, seeing the family, seeing what they go through. Can I say that they are victims? That's debatable, but I can speak to what I saw. I can speak to the impact it's had on families, and it can be very devastating. Even if you're not diagnosed with something you're terminal with, but you may be diagnosed with something you have to manage for the rest of your life. You know, so there are very significant impacts that it's having on people's lives, and not just individuals, but their families as a whole.
You mentioned how you can reach and find out more about the Tobacco Action Coalition of the Finger Lakes, smokefreefingerlakes.com. What types of resources can you offer by someone potentially getting in touch with you, and how can we help your mission?
So we can put you in touch with those who, like I said, starting with your providers, number one. But if you are reaching out to us as an individual, we can get you in contact with a quit line, a vaping text line, other different community supports that you may want to have in place. And if you are an organization that wanted to partner, there are different trainings. One in particular is like a freedom from smoking. So if you were a provider, a social worker, somebody working in an organization where you want to be able to speak in an educated way to tobacco and those different effects it has in the community, there's different trainings that are offered as well, where then you can take that training and use it within your organization as you see fit.
Shayna Carter is the program director of the Tobacco Action Coalition of the Finger Lakes, and it's not just campaign. And they also go by the name Tactful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shayna, and we look forward to supporting your mission and connecting in the future if there's any way we can help.
Thank you for having me.